Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? It's your favorite hypoxic homie. It's your girl, Riri. And today, I guess I'll be doing another Riri ramble. You know how we do. But, you know, you never know who's going to show up tonight. So, I want you to make sure you are chilling, chillaxing, got your cup ready. And we're just going to dive in and see what we can talk about today. So the name of today's episode is Don't Be No April Fool, because, of course, I missed April Fool's Day. And you know what? This was the first time in a very long time that I did not get pranked or try to get pranked. Not even my kid tried to prank me, which was surprising. I did not see a whole bunch of, you know, we're expecting, which I'm really glad that people have kind of gotten away from that. I think that, you know, the times have changed and people have kind of gotten cussed out enough by the people who are unable to do it. I did see a fake, like, it wasn't a fake proposal. It was kind of like just a hand, right? Like a woman's hand. Ooh, with a ring on it. I don't have my ring on. With a ring on it. And it was just like a man in the caption. Let's see. I know I took a screenshot. But basically, he was just saying, I've waited my whole life for this. I've waited my whole life for this. I'm so happy. I can't wait to make you my wife. Let's see, because it was funny. I was like, oh, she big man. Okay, here we go. It's a picture of a woman's hand, and it says, today and forever, I choose you, 4-1-2024. Somebody replied on the comment, see, this is why I don't respond to DMs back in January. I pray. Oh, sorry, y'all. I pray that you stay focused on your fiance and practice self-discipline since you now made a lifelong commitment. Congratulations to choosing one, all caps, woman for the rest of your lives. Let this be the year men's mentalities are strengthened by the Lord, hallelujah, to prevail from visual temptation and slick DM messages to other women. I will now block you, peace, from an unbothered single woman that does not want any nonsense. That was the reply to the original post. The original poster replied to her, number one, this is an April Fool's joke. Number two, how you mad that I was fake engaged, especially if you didn't respond back. And number three, don't be mad somebody wanted me when you didn't, queen. That was the only thing I saw that was related to like a fake proposal or something like that. And so it made me think. I know y'all like, what does this have to do? It made me think, damn it. It made me think, if we're not bothered, why she type all them paragraphs? Why she use all them words when we don't even care? You know? And I'm really trying to get into that for myself. Like, if I don't care, I don't want to stress myself out about it when I got so much other stuff to be caring about. So, anyway, that was it. Don't be no April Fool. And we're going to talk about some things because I promise y'all, I tell y'all all the time, the planet community be having me fucked up. Like, it's just some stuff that they be saying and doing that just don't fly. And I'm not going to be no April Fool. And so I don't want you to either. So we're going to talk about it. But first, I'd like to just say thank you to all the people who have gone on and, you know, liked, commented, and subscribed to my YouTube channel where we post the podcast. I've done a couple of flip-throughs, nothing major, but I just did quarter one flip-through in my A6, which her name is Anastasia, and she is so cute. Cute little pookie pie. Yes, she is. It's actually time for another one, so I think I can get all of April in there, and then I'm done. So, sorry for the yawns, y'all. I already have another A6 in my cart, and I'm really excited for that to start a new one. This one was, you know, trial and error, and yeah. Also, if you would like to call into the show, you are more than welcome to call in and chit-chat with me. We are the only planner podcast radio show where you can call in and air your grievances. And guess what, sis? I'm not going to block you. I'm not going to censor you. You can say whatever you want to say about all the planner phase, and I'm just going to listen and be like, dang, because I'm messy but never malicious. The number to call in is 515-602-9680. I'm just now coming over to the Instagram chat. So if you would like to comment and your comments to be read on the air, you won't know what to do, DM me. It's my first, what was I even talking about? It's my favorite place to be, sliding my DMs. That's what I was going to say. And then I got, okay, so someone said, yeah, I can say this. JC says, hey, she's listening. She says, what is cool to April Fool's about and what is not? Ooh, that's a good question. She says she saw some book reviews that were hating on some really dope books, and she was like, ah, it made her so mad. You know what? That is true. I guess, okay, so what they say about the fake pregnancy scares is that people have been, you know, trying to get pregnant for so long, and it's, you know, a point of contention, and it's nothing to play about when people have been working so hard about it. I don't know. I think stuff that won't harm someone else, but would maybe, I don't know, I guess making somebody worry about you is harm. I mean, you got bit by a snake, or you found a snake in the garage. I don't know. I don't know. I guess I like practical jokes, or pranks aren't, I guess, that funny to me. I guess I have to see it, you know? I don't know. I guess that would be a good question to ask you guys, you know? What do you think is cool to talk about April Fool's jokes, and what isn't? You let me know. Okay, so what is in your cup? So, you know me. I'm trying a new coffee. Oh, my God, you guys. Okay, yes, I'm trying a new coffee. It is the Covey Coffee, but tonight I tried something different. I put some peppermint mocha and the peppermint mocha and cafe mocha mixed together in this Coolies coffee. And it has notes that are bold and smoky. So I'm hoping that it's good. It was too hot for me to sip when I came upstairs. Let's try it. It's kind of creamy. I like it. Let me tell y'all something that I heard through the grapevine. I was so disappointed to know this. Do you know that they are trying to get me to go to Decaf Coffee? What is that? What is Decaf Coffee? Who drinks that? I don't know. I don't know about that. I feel some kind of way about switching to Decaf Coffee. They told me that one way to do it was to switch from, you know, start with half calf or, you know, one scoop of decaf, one scoop of, you know, regular caffeinated coffee. And I just, you know, I don't know. I just don't know. And I asked my friend, does decaf coffee have a taste? And they're like, yeah, it has a taste. And I didn't know. I don't know. I don't know what decaf means. I mean, I know what it means, but I don't know what it means. Okay, so we got one response to the question, the original question, which was, what is cool to make an April Fool's joke about and what is not? And this one is, says, right, because one person's joke is another person's trigger, and the joke has to be activating. That's what makes it funny, but it's also, like, potentially harmful. Yeah, I know, like, I don't know. Like I said, if I see, like, if you say you saw a snake somewhere and, you know, you just scream and, ah, you know, you just scared the shit out of me. I don't know. But, you know, I guess if it's all in fun and games and it depends on your people, because is that a bug on you? I don't know, you know, that it could be funny. Reese with Ray has entered the chat. She says that decaf coffee is fantastic and you've got to get on board. Well, I don't know. I'm going to try it. I meant to put some in my cart yesterday when we went to Publix to get my prescription, but I did not. I forgot. Also, I know, look, so I got all these new packs of coffee before I got my subscription to the coffee thingy, and I think one of my coffees has expired. But does brand new coffee in the pack, does it expire or is it just Best Buy? Would you drink it if you were supposed to drink the coffee by March of 2024? Would you open it and still try and brew it? Tell me what you think. I mean, I know these are dumb questions, but you know what? It's real talk. I don't care. Whatever. So, of course, we are in big, big, definite planner meetup season. This month alone, we have I don't know about the other one being one of the biggest, but we have Go Wild coming up. I think Go Wild is in a week or 2 weeks. And people are preparing. So if you are going to Go Wild, what are you preparing? Have you made a tracking list? Not a tracking list, a packing list. Man, words are hard today. Have you made a packing list for your Go Wild trip? What all extra do you take? I don't know why we take our planners to these kind of events, because you never really get an opportunity to plan in them. But if so, will you be taking it with you? I mean, of course you'll take it with you, but what else do you take with you? If you were going to Go Wild, what else would you take? I don't know. Okay. So the coffee question, I'm not sure that it expires, but it loses its potency. Only buy two coffees at a time, one light brew and one and one decaf for half calf. Ooh, child. I don't know about that. Decaf, half calf. Okay, and with the jokes, what isn't cool is parental death. Because what the fuck are people playing about that for? And two, what would be cool is offering a strip tease, but doing so in an inflatable costume. Ah, that would be a good, like, joke. Jokey joke joke. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Okay. I know I've said that like five times and I'm sorry. I'm really working on my thing. I said it in my video. I'm working on my arms, y'all. Okay. Back to the Go Wild preparation. So do you have a packing list? What are you taking? I know that there will be plenty of, like, summits and other events for people to go to while you're there. Like, maybe not events. That's not the word I'm looking for. I am looking for, workshops. Lots of workshops for people to go to kind of, you know, meet with people, business owners, other people in the planner community. And shout out to Teals Gold. Alex is going to be able to host one of those rooms, summit rooms, where they'll get to do some pen paling and journaling class, letter writing classes. And so if you're interested in that, make sure that you look her up while you're there, Teals Gold. I'm sure she'll love to have you. She has a Patreon where she talks about it, doing the journaling and pen paling and all that good stuff with TNs and things from around the world. You might like that if that's your cup of tea. I recently acquired a pen pal. Still too hot. Not too hot, but, you know, too hot to be trying to chug a lug. I recently acquired a pen pal, and I bought some stationery from Teals Gold. And while I was writing my letter, I was like, I don't want to write this much. And then they find out I'm a whole dyke in these streets, and then they be not want to, you know, not want to write. So I just stopped. Like, I wrote after two pages. I explained that Erica wasn't my real name, and that, you know, why I had to change my name to Erica. And if they wanted to still be my pen pal. So hopefully I'll have a pen pal. If I don't get a pen pal, then I'm going to make one of you guys my pen pal. You're welcome. You know how random my mind is. So I hope. No, I don't have other friends. That's why I had to get a pen pal. So you know how random my mind is. So I hope I didn't scare whoever this new potential pen pal was. I didn't even make a post in the group to be a pen pal, but they were like, hey, you could be my pen pal. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'll do that. You know, I like to be told what to do, I guess. All right. My girl Cindy says, I'm sorry. My girl 50 and Planning says, April Fool's jokes are too much when they joke about death or saying someone being sick and they aren't. I know. See, that's what makes me, it really kills me when why would you make me worry or sad? Like, that's not a joke to me. It needs to be funny, at least. I guess JC said the word was activating, and I completely, completely agree with that. Also, I know we talked about Go Wild coming up. Also, there is the DC Planner and Journal Con. That's usually a one-day event. I know that lots and lots of people are excited about that. I've been seeing people post their pictures saying that they are going. Let me see. I don't know. I'm not good at the computer. Did I ever tell y'all that? I'm not good at it. I want to see if I can find out. DC Planner. Okay, here we go. DC Planner and Journal Con. I wanted to see if we can know who's coming to this event. So Ash Bash will be there. Jesse Blooms will be there. I don't know who some of these people are. I have to click on their picture. But I was trying to see who... would be there. They say that they will have, this is on April 26th and 27th. They still have tickets. It's in Washington, D.C. They will have workshops, giveaways, amazing swag, vendors, shop drops from major sponsors, and so much more. Tell a friend and grab your tickets today. And this was just 13 hours ago, so they still have space if you are interested. I was trying to see if they had like a person who was going to be a speaker specifically, because you can usually tell, you know, who the people are. Keynote speakers? No. Okay, here we go. Moxie Life. The Golden Award, Moxie Life. She will be there. Or is she a sponsor? I don't know. I lied. I just lied to y'all. Anyway. Oh, Isis Ella Jewel will be there. I like Erica. She's nice. I need to probably okay, I don't know any of these other people. You know, this lets you know how big the planner community is, because I have no idea who these people are. Shan, I don't know if she's a sponsor and an award winner. A founder is Michelle. Sponsor, I think this is SGS. Yeah, she's a sponsor. Somebody, Marcia, Miss Fancy Smith, she's supposed to be a, I guess, a workshop speaker. I don't know. Okay, sorry. Went down a rabbit hole trying to figure it all out for you. Anywho, so DC Planner and General Con is coming. And, of course, but that's April. But, you know, later on in August, you, of course, have the Planner Memory Social Planning at Hogwarts event. We have the Order of the Phoenix, and Lakeisha Loves to Plan will be speaking at the DC Journal Con one. Okay, so for Hogwarts in August, we will have the Crafty Planner Queen. I think her name is Robin. We will have the lady from the Order of the Phoenix, the Order of the Planners, Order of the something. You know who I'm talking about. It's the big Harry Potter planner group. Order of the Planners, I think. She will be there. And, of course, Shay and Ren, the cover-up queens, will be doing a Planner Palooza event on that Friday game night. If you've never attended one of their events, they've had several here in Georgia. Boo Bash was here. And then they also had the Grease Pink Ladies, Planner Ladies event. They also have a Hello Kitty event coming, and they will be doing a planner cruise, and I think they leave this week coming. So lots and lots of stuff happening. So if you want to get a ticket for the Planner Memory Social event, you are more than welcome to go to PlannerMemorySocial.com. Just for the record, you guys, you know, I just be telling y'all this because I think you should know. Not that I think you should go, but I think you should know. But I will be at the Planner Memory Social event, because planning and Harry Potter together, I mean, can you get any better than that? You can't. All right. So I know y'all come here for the mess. So let's just get into it, okay? Because these planner people really be acting like, oh, hold one moment. We can't get into it yet. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you calling from.
Hi, Riri. It's Erica from Oklahoma.
Hi, Erica from Oklahoma. How are you today?
I'm good. Just listening. How are you?
I'm good. I didn't know if I was supposed to, like, click you in so you didn't have to, I mean, so you could come on or just listen. I haven't quite figured out that kind of technology yet.
That's okay.
All right. So, well, since you're here, let me just go on and ask you, what is okay to joke about for April Fool's to you?
I don't want to. I don't want to play like that. I don't think that my anxiety or my nerves are set up to be playing at this ripe age of mine.
Right.
I don't have any interest. So let's not. Let's, you know. That's like on St. Patrick's Day. If you pinch me, I'm punching you. Like, let's not. I'm grown.
Please don't pinch me.
Yes. Let's not.
Please,
yeah,
please don't pinch me. Listen, I don't know. Because I know in my community, that pinch in church was hell.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So please don't pinch me because I'm going to have a flashback. Mm-hmm. Please don't pinch me.
Yeah, no, we too grown. It's cute. Some of them are cute, you know, but some of them be going too far. And so just to, you know, bypass any friction, let's just not play.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, let's just not play.
So I was just about to get into some mess.
Oh, please.
Back to the mess. So I'm going to mute you back so you can listen. If you want to speak again, I don't know what button you push, but you can just hang up the call right back.
Sure thing.
Hey. Oh, no. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. I hope Erica can hear still. I'm working, y'all. I'm figuring this thing out. I'm going to be a whole technology technology genius in a minute. Ray says, you could cause someone to get hurt playing with them about death, and it's very thoughtless. She also says, y'all got hella events popping off in these planner streets. They do. So many events. Not enough time and not enough money because, baby, Go Wild was a whole $700 and not including, like, hotel and airfare and all that, and it's in Texas. I don't know how much DC Journal Con is, but... the Atlanta one is $315. It is the best deal of them all, though, because it's like $315 for 3 days. Like, it's 3 days worth of things to do. And all the rest of them are maybe 1 or 2 days. And so, I don't know. Yeah, it is too much entirely too much technology in the world. I don't know how I'm going to navigate. I keep telling y'all that my phone is an iPhone 8. Plus, it still has a button. I don't know how to work the new stuff. I don't know. And cake smashing at weddings can go to hell. Listen, I don't write the comments. The comments write themselves, and I just read them. I just read them. Cake smashing at weddings can go to hell. I also think that smashing a baby on their first birthday facing the cake can go to hell. Don't smash my baby face with no cake. I mean, you can let them feed themselves. You can make a mess with it. But don't smash my baby face with that cake because I'm going to cry after I fight you. Okay. We're just going to talk about it. And it really kind of goes with the whole Go Wild thing but I'm not really sure on all of my information, so I don't want to speak on it fully. But what I can say this, what is wrong with, what is up with, all, okay, there are a lot of shops closing. There are a lot of shops closing. Yes, I understand that. You close, you say you're going to close your shop, you put everything on sale, and you close the motherfucking shop. I don't want to see you 6 months later still coming out with new shit and still selling new shit. Can someone tell me why? And, of course, I wanted to sing immediately. Tell me why. Because it's ridiculous. I feel like you playing me for boo-boo the fool. And I ain't your fool. You cannot tell me that you are liquidating your shop and then still be around. There is one shop owner in particular. And the only reason I remember this is because I won a prize for this shop. Like, you know how when they have those big collab sales, and you have to, like, do, like, a follow train on Instagram. Like, you tap the picture and you follow the next one and blah, 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 blah. And you comment on all of them. Or you're in the Facebook group and you comment on it and you win a prize for that shop. Well, I won a prize for that shop. However, when I went to go check out their Instagram, the first two posts were about the shop closing. So I'm like, you know what? If you are about to close, I'm not going to take money from you, and I don't really like what you have to offer, so it's no point in me just getting it and you struggling. That's not who I am, right? So I didn't do it. Well, the next time this collab sale came back around, the same shop is still in it and not talking about closing anymore. But then the next time I go look on their page, it's still on their Instagram page. Make up your fucking mind, bruh. Are you closing or are you not? I feel like you are emotionally manipulating people to come out and support you. Like, what's the deal? Let's see. I can say allegedly there were several other shops with big head mascots that have done it. I know recently Go Get a Girl just said that they are having like a liquidation sale. Printpression said they're having a liquidation sale. Everybody else has said that they are closing. I was under the impression that he was maybe, I don't know if he's filing for bankruptcy. I don't know, but he was getting rid of everything so that he could focus on a few sizes. Everybody else told me that he was just closing down. I watched the video. I need to watch it again. Either way it goes, it's still open. And while you gave a really, really great discount, I'm not, you know, talking specifically about it, but just in general, when someone you know and you love and you've been supporting so many years, if they say that their shop is closing, you try to go support, because not only are you closing, it's let me go rack up on all the stuff that I have so that I won't be without the things that I love, right? So Passion Planner, I think we talked about it several episodes back, but Passion Planner makes a weekly planner and a daily planner. And they ran into a manufacturer. Their manufacturer had filed for bankruptcy and they didn't know it. So they had to find another company that would meet the same standards that they were used to. And so they didn't have product. Well, I had several friends that were, you know, sad because they could not find the specific planner. And so, of course, then you have to, like, go to your friends, like, hey, would you happen to have this? I just need it until blah, blah, blah. And so they recently did their Pi Day sale. Their Pi Day, I don't know if you know, is March 14th is right before the Ides of March. And they have a sale where they sell their planners for $3.14. Well, they ended up having it later. It might still be going on now. So if you're interested in a passion planner daily, I'll go ahead and get you one for $3.14. If you're interested in a passion planner weekly undated, don't spend the $3.14 on that. You can just contact me and I will give it to you because I have several that I bought last year or the year before that. So, yeah, you can mention me that. But so, of course, people are flocking to the Pi Day sale to flocking to Passion Planner because they were really concerned about not getting their next one. So now they're like, ooh, shit, let me get enough for the year, which I mean, I guess it's 6 months or 3 months. I don't know how long. How long are the Passion Planners dailies? I thought they were 6 months. Maybe they're 4 months, so you need four for the year. Yeah, 4 months. That makes sense. So, yeah. So people are flocking to the site in order to get it. So then you have these shops that you love. So Go Get a Girl is having a 65% off sale. And let me tell you the language. The language used in this post that makes me like question it. I can't type and talk, y'all. Y'all know that? Let's just put it out there. Your girl is a little slow. I don't know why. Like, my brain and my fingers and my mouth don't all work at the same time. Like, you got to shut up and do something. Focus. Look like you're... I won't say that. Go get a girl. Okay. I cannot do my dramatic reading. I should have my friend call in and do this dramatic reading that she did for me. Basically, they're opening up and letting you in on a few secrets. Hold on one moment. Hello, caller. Welcome home.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey. How you doing?
I am well. How are you?
Excellent. Hello, everyone. This is our favorite toddler baby. It's Coco. Coco's home.
Hey, y'all. Listen, my days are off. There to go. Because I was like, what are we going to eat? I just finished dyeing my hair. I said, what are we eating for this? We didn't eat since earlier. And he goes, I don't know, but you're not doing the podcast. And I say, huh? I said, oh, Lord, that's why I should send me a message.
I did. Oh,
I come running out of there with my wet hair, child. I'm so sorry. I came home yesterday instead of Friday, so my days are off. So my apologies, people.
I know I thought you were traveling, but I didn't know what day.
Yeah, I was coming home. I came home yesterday, but I was from the little earthquake the other day. Everything got pushed back, all the flights, so I didn't come home till yesterday. So anyway, I made it home, though, thank God.
Yes, were you in the earthquake?
Yeah.
Where were you?
I was driving from PA to New Jersey when the first one came, and I just stopped like right past the Poconos between that part of PA and New Jersey, and I was getting gas, and I was like, oh, what's happening? First, I thought somebody had hit my car, hit the rental car, and that's why I was trembling, but no. That wasn't right. And then by the time I checked into the hotel in Newark at 6 o'clock, it said it was an aftershock, but it was like 4.7, so I don't know about no aftershock being 4.7, but whatever. It was a little shaky again. But then But listen, you know, well, maybe if I don't know this, but I made sure I slept it closed that night in case I had to leave out the hotel.
Wouldn't that be a sight for sore eyes?
Yes, it would. But oh well, it'd have been
people
me in the blanket from the
like,
bed.
Like, you don't worry about nothing if you sleep naked. No, I don't worry about anything.
No, I really don't. But that night I was like, oh, let me put on some clothes just in case. I always bring a little nightgown just in case.
Yeah, shoes right by the door. Well, you called it the perfect time. I was about to do a dramatic reading of the Go Get a Girl post. Did you know that the Go Get a Girl post, I mean, Go Get a Girl company is having a 65% off sale?
No, I didn't. I saw somebody had posted something about a sale, but I didn't know that it was that dramatic. Are they closing?
Hear me out. We're opening up.
Because I'm tired of people saying they're closing and they ain't really closed.
Bitch, I swear. Look, y'all,
okay.
You can tell this shit do not be scripted. When I tell y'all these is real talk, real plans, because I swear to God, Coco, that's what this whole segment is about. It is called Boo Boo the Fool, and don't let these shops play you for a fucking fool, because they...
Yes,
they be
let me tell you something.
In our face.
I bought a whole bunch of stuff, and I like Kane, okay? I bought a whole bunch of stuff, and... He was closing and he was crying and I was like, oh my God. So we bought a couple of things. Everybody was buying stuff. And then he created a TikTok and a commercial on TikTok. And I'm like, oh, what's happening here? Does anybody
wait
know?
A minute. Wait a minute. He done created a what?
Yeah, he had a little TikTok and a little TikTok commercial.
Jeez. Well, you know,
I wanted to post something in the group and ask, and then, you know, my brain don't work right. So I forgot about it. But yeah, I was like, I thought it was closing. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, let's hear your story. Because I've been seeing this a lot. Everybody want to have a going out of business, and then they just pop back up.
Everybody. Oh, my God. Okay.
Just
all
have
right.
a sale. Right. You ain't got to lie to us.
Just have a liquidation sale because you need to get this shit, an inventory sale, a
season sale. You sick of looking at it. Exactly.
I'm tired of looking at it. Okay. Opening up and letting you in. I'm channeling my inner, I don't want to say my friend's name because, I'm channeling my inner friend who did a dramatic reading. Opening
okay.
up and letting you in on a few secrets, a big surprise, and some raw transparency. This is really hard for us to open up about.
Ooh.
To start on a happy note, tomorrow we're doing a 65% off site-wide warehouse sale. Insane! And we're so excited about this. But we need you more than ever, period. The truth is that this economy has taken a toll on us over the last few years, and as a small, self-funded, female-owned business, it's been really hard to keep going. But as you know, I've always done everything I can to keep creating new collections, keep growing this brand because I believe in our company and products more than words can explain. Despite every reason to quit, I keep trying. The saddest part is I have so many products, including new wallets, handbags, and even new daily journals I've designed and worked so hard on, ready for the world for you. But we can't take any more risks to produce them. The way our last launches have gone, despite your and my want for new items, the hard reality is we can't make new until we sell our inventory that we have now first. That being said, we can't promise our usual new collection or new planners. For the first time in 4 years, I don't know that we will have a new collection, which shatters with asterisks on the side, shatters my heart because I have put go-getter girl over everything. And you know how much this company, this mission means to me. For the first time ever, we don't know what the future holds, and we need your help more than ever to decide what's next for us. What's next for Go Get a Girl? Site-wide, 65% off site-wide will be live starting tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern with the lowest prices we've literally ever had. Go crazy, please. So at least in that dramatic reasoning, and there was no shade, y'all. I'm just dramatic as fuck. Okay.
So they just trying to get rid of some stuff, I guess.
Yeah. So I just wanted to that was no shade. It was just a dramatic reading. But I don't, at least she's not saying, I'm closing.
Yeah.
What she's saying is, hey, I'm tapped out and I can't make nothing new until I get some money.
Yeah.
And so
she needs to get rid of some of this stuff so she can see where she is.
Right. And Kane, is one of the people on the Go Wild Shop Summit, which is a breakout session for people at Go Wild, I guess. Networking,
I guess.
Find your business.
No, I have no idea.
Shop Summit for business owners at Go Wild, featuring incredible presenters. Time for networking and a professional headshot is happening Wednesday, April 17th at the hotel.
Oh, that's for the owners.
Yeah, and the tickets are like $150.
Yeah.
Enjoy
well,
lunch on your own while you soak in new ideas or grab lunch. And join us for networking on the terrace with Kane of Printpression. Meet business owners and corporate leaders to network and collaborate. So how is he the person for networking if he just went out of business or was going out of business or liquidating?
I don't know. I don't know what it was. I swear I thought he said he was closing or something. I don't know.
I thought so too. Hold on 1 second. We have a caller.
I think they worded just right. So they can confuse
right.
you.
Hello,
you
caller.
Like.
You are on the air with Riri and Coco, your favorite hypoxic homie. What's up?
Hey, Riri and Coco. This is Tamara. How y'all doing?
Hey, Tamara. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm learning so much from what you ladies are talking about. I haven't experienced the, you know, getting kind of pulled into close out or going out of business sales with the planner community. I definitely have experienced that in the crafting community with being a small business owner. I ran into that same thing where there was a glitter distributor that was showing, you know, posting that she was going out of business. She was experiencing some challenges with her being a mom, and she marked down all of her glitter and crafting supplies like super low. And so I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, that this has been someone that I have supported in the past. I love her glitters. And then it's unfortunate to hear that she was going out of business and, you know, let me help her go out with a bang, right? And so went and bought up some glitter only for her to kind of do like a rebranding and be like, you know, JK, we're still sticking around. So I'm just like, why are you just going to say that she was, you know, you want to put a sale on? Like, don't.
Quit
playing in my motherfucking
face.
Yeah. I got me good because I was like, I'm a mom too, and I also have a little one, and like I totally got caught up into that. Silver lining is that I was able to get a really good deal on the things I ordered from her, but still, you know, that's not. I don't know.
Yeah,
like
because if she would have just said she having a liquidation sale, a move this craft sale, whatever you want to call it, you would have still bought it.
Exactly.
Because
I don't know. I try not to play off on people's emotions, you know, even when it comes to the things that I sell. I appreciate when other people don't do that. But that is also wild that the individual that you guys mentioned is now someone who's going to be speaking on providing advice. Just in another thought. But I never looked at it like that. I guess when that situation happened with me, I just kind of just, you know, moved on. It's like, oh, okay, well, I got some good. This sounds gooder, but when you think about it, if you do value your customers and you value, like, the relationship that you're building with them to where they'd be so invested in you, to where they are touched that you're experiencing something, you know, like a difficult time, you know, you don't – I think about, like, even with my relationships with friends and family, I don't like when they do it. So, you know, let alone someone who
– So here's my question to you as a consumer who supported the shop when the things were full price, went ham when they was discounted. What do you still continue to buy from said distributor, or do you feel played? And I'm not
I have not purchased anything from her since then, and it's been almost 3 years.
Because that's ridiculous. You played,
they're playing in your face.
Yeah, like I just kind of was like, yeah, I don't know about that. Like, and I gravitated towards more glitter distributors that, you know, like just have like more of kind of like, to me, I felt like a stand-up. Right, because I felt like that was a little grimy because she had the waterworks and everything. She was going on live, had the baby in the background, and I just, like, it just was and you know, this is also like on the heels of the pandemic, so everyone's already home and emotional and stuff like that, and everyone's trying to be a community, and so it's like, yeah, I wasn't really, I don't know. And so, and then when she came back, y'all, prices were like, damn, they're double.
Three
like,
times.
She fighting them damn prices up. So, yeah, so I just, I don't know. I wish her the best, but I did not go back to support her. And it was more of a kind of like an unconscious thought. I wasn't like deliberately like, I'll never buy, like, it wasn't like that. I just, it, when I would see her post moving forward, like I was like, oh, okay, that's nice. I guess she's still in the game. But like, I just didn't, I wasn't motivated to purchase from her again. I'm just kind of following that.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it because I was like, this is crazy. Yeah. And I think I saw something about your glitter lady because I'm in some of those craft groups and I saw people complaining, but I don't.
Yeah, I have
been
a
little while.
Like I'm actually an affiliate for Chase Ray, and she's awesome. But that was like a.
so what you say? Let's talk about your craft now.
Huh?
Give me your business. Let's
talk
about
your
business
right quick.
Yeah, what's your business? What you sell?
So I sell resin products, apparel, and tumblers. So I joke and call myself the cup lady, the tumbler lady. And so I make glitter tumblers. I'm now doing sublimation tumblers. And so I actually just released a new planner, a planner baddie tumbler yesterday. So I'm excited about that one. The cool thing about that one is that they don't take 3 or 4 days to create. And then I can also give like a really good price point for customers because not everyone is looking to spend, you know, luxury prices on drinkware. And I understand and I respect that, but I'm excited because I can also do more custom type things, especially if people are looking to order things in bulk. So you can go over and take a gander at my shop page is The Copper Peony Co. I'm on Instagram. I did want to mention something since we do have, like, some planner girls on the line, Riri, if you and Coco don't mind. I don't know if you guys saw, but we actually lost a member of our community, Sean Andre. I don't know if everyone is familiar with her. She's a planner girl here in Georgia. So just keep her family lifted up in prayers.
What was
I know her
name?
Her cousin, Sean Andre.
No.
S-H-O-N. Yeah, she passed away. It's I've already been crying, but just keep her family lifted up in prayer. And that's this is not just to kind of make your podcast heavy, but I know people would have appreciated if they knew her. You know, we have a lot of meetups, and she actually was going to be going to go wild. And so
she was just at Galentine's.
Right. She was just at Galentine's. I hung out for her, you know, for my birthday. And so I'm heartbroken. But I just wanted to share that, just, you know. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I am too. I'm so sorry. Thank you for letting us know though.
Yeah,
no,
thank
no
you
problem.
For telling us. Yeah.
Yeah, well,
but thank you.
Everybody
love this podcast.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Call in more often, girl.
I will try. I will definitely try. Because you know I love you, girl. Both of you. Both of you.
And we love our cup. I know I love my cup.
Thank you. We love you, too, because I love my cup.
Aww.
And my big-ass bag.
I'm going to have, because I'll be at Go Wild, so I'm going to have my big bag, too.
Okay. Yeah, I'll bring mine.
I'm trying to get my life together so I can be ready to go.
All right. Well, we got one more caller before before we end the show. I thought I was going to be on here by myself, so I didn't make it long. But thank you for calling.
No, no problem. I'm going to go ahead and head out so I can get my kids ready for tomorrow. But love y'all.
Love you, too. All
good
right.
Night. Love you, too. Thanks for calling. Right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Man.
Oh, wow.
I know. Hey, caller, you're on the air. You have about 2 hot minutes, and I'm not trying to rush you, but I didn't set it for long.
No, you're super good. This is JC from Pins and JC, and I don't know if it matters. I just, it's also interesting to kind of back to the topic that y'all were talking about before, to think about, how do you know who to believe? Because I do feel like there are people, I'll just shout out, like, Planet Wobot. I was on her PR team. I love her. She's in Ithaca, which is where I went to grad school. And she left to have a baby, and they had a closing sale. I purchased some of her, like, shipping materials and stuff through that, so it was like closing for, she also had like a businesses kind of closing thing where she offered like her supplies and stuff. They, from what I understand, it's like they fully shut everything down. She had a baby, it's like 2 or 3 years later, and she wants to open the shop again. You know what I mean? And so they like rebranded Wobot because somebody bought up their Wobot and Friends is what it used to be, like bought up the website. Sorry, this is like a whole other can of worms. Like maybe I should have just hung up before you called on me. But I think it's tough because I do think that there is a nuance there and like a distinction to draw between when it really does kind of feel manipulative and when it is like legitimate, not legitimate life circumstances, but where, because for me, it all comes down to honesty. You know what I mean? Emotional manipulation. And I feel like you can go through the, I don't want businesses who closed or people to be scared of closing or people to be scared of coming back, right? It's just because there is this kind of like sea of it right now. But I also feel like if you're honest with your people, they can feel the difference. At least that's what I want to believe.
And I think it's a difference between, like, the emotional manipulation of I'm going bankrupt, I got to go out of business, and, hey, I got to take a step back because life is life and I might be back. You know what I'm saying? And I was under the impression that that's what he said, you know. Another comment, sorry to cut you off, I forgot 44 seconds. Another comment said, what if you never shop at Go Get a Girl and this is your chance to buy from them at a cheaper price or less price? Should we or that person care if they're going out of business or not, or even with compression? And that's true. No, I don't have to care that you're going out of business. I just don't want you to lie to me and say you're going out of business. And okay, so we got 10 seconds. I'm so sorry. This was such a good discussion. My other points that I have, maybe I'll bring them up on my live. No, I probably won't. But maybe we'll do another show, Coco.
We'll have to. We'll need to do another one this week.
Okay, we can do that. All right, you guys, so make sure that you tune in on all the platforms. We hope to hear from you soon. Bye.
Bye.